You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We do have the good pastor on the line who's going to be talking to us, trying to answer your question. Remember, this segment is called Ask a Pastor, and you send a question. My producer finds you a pastor who's going to answer your question, and I do my best to have the pastor answer the question you have asked. And our pastor for this week is Pastor Robert Ngorima. Pastor Robert Ngorima, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my dear. Good morning, friends.
And thank you very much, Mfundisi. Our question for today is, should people rely on spiritual gifts like prophecy or tongues in everyday decisions?
Thank you so much for the question. We according to Psalms 119, verse 105, the Bible is the standard of our faith. So spiritual gifts or the fruit of the Spirit, all are tested by the Bible. So we use these spiritual gifts in the context of the Bible.
So the question I think that the person is trying to get answered is, does the context of the Bible apply on a daily basis? I agree with you that we use our spiritual gifts in the context of the Bible, but does the context of the Bible apply on a daily basis?
Yeah, it applies. It applies.
All right.
So that's the standard. That's the standard which we are supposed to use in this journey following Christ.
Right.
So if you want to see whether you're in the right channel or not, the Bible is the standard. So all spiritual gifts, they are governed and guided by the Bible, and we use them as long as they don't go outside what the Bible says.
Okay.
So they can influence our daily activities, or they can influence our decisions, as long as the Bible approves what will be taking place.
I'll give you an example. This person has given two possibilities for us to ponder upon. She has spoken about tongues, or he has spoken about tongues and prophecy. I can understand why and how the practicality of using French when you meet with a Frenchman, Japanese when you meet with a Japanese person, Mandarin when you meet with a Chinese person. I can understand the application of the gift of languages there. However, I'm curious about the application of the gift of prophecy on a daily basis. Can you perhaps use your gift of prophecy to find out where you may have lost your phone or where you may have lost your keys? Can you use your gift of prophecy to find out if your son, your wife was pregnant, is pregnant with your son or not your son? All those things. Are you able to use your gifts on a daily basis in that fashion, particularly about prophecy?
Okay, now I get you. I get you. Yeah, it's an interesting question. There are things which God gave us wisdom to use. For example, you can go for a scanning. So at the same time, is it necessary that you know if there is a boy in the womb or a girl? You see, so I don't think that gift of prophecy is supposed to be used anywhere, everywhere. I don't think it's necessary.
Well, I was giving the example of whether the boy she is pregnant with is your son or another man's son, like the case of Hosea and Gomer.
it's a very tricky question, but nowadays I've never heard of any place where a prophet is spending a day, the whole day, prophesying such things. It seems as if it's something which is minor as far as our salvation is concerned. You see, well, let me give this example. about Jehoshaphat, the spirit of prophets or a prophet was raised because there was a situation where there was a challenge, you see. So we are supposed to just live ordinary life. I don't think I will use prophecy or gift of tongues. Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. Yes, because these gifts, they are only there to give clarity to the things pertaining eternal life.
Let me give you an example of Elijah and Elisha. These guys, when they performed miracles, their gift was not for eternal life. When they made oil not to stop flowing and the powder not to stop flowing, there was nothing eternal life about that. When they resurrected a dead child, it was not about eternal life because we knew that child was going to die ultimately. So it is when the prophet teaches prophets how to raise a lost ex head from the river, that is nothing salvific about that. When there is death in the pot and he has to teach them how to change the death in the pot into something edible, there is nothing salvific about that. These are all things that were done by prophets with the gifts that were given to them. So if we can observe that, and I want to give you one last example. This prophet comes into a family of this couple. They are childless. And he says, this time next year, you'll be with a baby. And that happens. So the matters of maternity or midwifery are not outside the purview of a prophet. Here I ask again, if we can see a prophet participating in matters of midwifery or pregnancy, if we can see prophets participating with issues of groceries in a home, with issues of appetite and so forth, microeconomics, surely, all of these things have nothing to do with salvation and eternity. They have to do with subsistence and modern day needs of the contemporary moment.
Let me make myself a bit clearer. In as far as eternity is concerned, you know, there are many things which were recorded in the Bible, which the Lord put in the Bible, which were for this life, but they were meant for other people to acquire eternal life after reading or after seeing. For example, when Lazarus was raised, he was raised to a temporary life because he died again. But for those who are around, it was meant for them to believe that Jesus is God. Same applies with the examples which you gave, the examples of Elijah, Elisha. Of course, their miracles were performed, to come up with temporal things. But behind it, people are supposed to believe to the God who gives everlasting life. Now we are learning a lot from Elijah, Elisha, and all those people who performed miracles in the Bible. So my submission is, well, when a spiritual gift is being used, is there to make people see that there's God, you see. And then at the end of the day, people are supposed to acquire eternal life. Be it temporal things, miracles have been performed, but the idea behind that temporal miracle is that people are supposed to see everlasting life. They are supposed to believe in the
Okay, so we can safely say whatever miracles that you're going to perform, whatever gift God has given you as a prophet, you can use it. Even whether to tell that this is not my child, as God gave Hosea, you are going to name this child not my child. Even if God gives you that, you will use that so that other people can know that there is a God, right?
Yeah, we are together. Even just like dreams.
Right.
God can give you a dream.
Right.
You see, we can dream. God can give you a dream. Tomorrow, there's going to be an accident.
Right.
You see? God can give. So, but the reason behind is that we will acquire eternal life after this dream.
Right.
So what? The advent happened. So what?
Right.
You see, so every spiritual gift behind it, people are supposed to see a God and they are supposed to be served.
So I think I would be very, very mistaken if I don't ask this question, Mfundis, before I let you go. The Seventh-day Adventist Church only has recognized the gift of the Spirit operating in the life of Ellen Gold White.
Okay.
The Seventh-day Adventist Church has not identified any other person upon whom the spirit of prophecy operates. Has it?
That's an interesting question. We have many churches under the sun, Adventist churches. The thing is, only Ellen White's writings were, his message was recorded. We have people who are being used by God with the spirit of prophecy.
Right.
You see, but their things are not recorded. We are not limited to Ellen White as the only prophet. You see.
Does the church recognize those others?
Yeah, we do recognize, but we test. We test as a church. First John chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, we test.
Do you know of any prophet outside Ellen Gold White in the Seventh-day Adventist Church or recognized by the Seventh-day Adventist Church?
I haven't met one since I was not looking for them.
yes. So in your 4 years of training in the ministry at Theological Seminary for your undergrad and postgrad, you have never heard of any other prophet recognized by the Seventh-day Adventist Church to be a second prophet, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm still looking for. Let me start look for one because I have the tools to test.
Yeah,
and the Bible clearly say, till the end comes, we'll encounter false prophets.
Right,
meaning to say somewhere where we can get a true prophet.
Right.
You see?
So the reason why I'm asking this now, the reason why I'm asking is this person here who sent this question said, should people rely on spiritual gifts like prophecy? And I'm trying to establish whether we should expect there to be prophecy in our midst as the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I know the Bible says in the end time, your young men will dream dreams and have visions and all of that. But in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we seem not to have recognized anyone who is dreaming dreams and seeing visions, only Ellen Gold White. And perhaps this person who's asking this question, you can respond to that person. Should this person who's asking this question expect there to be a gift of prophecy outside Ellen Gold White?
Yeah, the person is supposed to expect anyone because God's spirit is not limited to Ellen White.
Right.
So, but the person must be in a position to identify using the Holy Scriptures.
Right. Okay.
Yes, because we have, allow me to say, testometers.
even though you and all your contemporaries, your pastor friends, all the theologians in the present-day Seventh-day Adventist Church have never conducted this test on Ellen White. If I were to ask you now and challenge you to tell me where or which of the books attests to the tests that were done on Ellen Gold White, would you know, Pastor?
I'm not careful to answer that
one. I agree with you. I agree with you. Not even I. I'm a researcher, and I wouldn't be able to tell you off the top of my head which book documents the incidents, the various incidents where the Millerites tested Ellen White. I know it theoretically, I have read it somewhere, but to tell you off the top of my head, like I would tell you off the top of my head what is in the Bible, I would not. So which leads me to suggest that perhaps we have not done our own due diligence. We simply buy the story of those who have done it and have not replicated that which that they have done. We have not tested Ellen White for ourselves, have we?
Okay. Okay, so we are supposed, in this journey of Christianity, of walking with Jesus, we grow each time. So we let's expect more light to be revealed to us, not new light, but more light.
you are very careful to use that wording. okay. So are we supposed to be testing Ellen White as well, Mfundis?
The church so far tested Ellen White. At the present moment, she qualifies to be a true prophet.
That's what I'm asking, Pastor. When a convert joins the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we were not there in the 1800s and the 1900s when the church debated the role of Ellen Gold White in the Seventh-day Adventist Church and to test what she had done or not done and all of that. We were not there. So none of us have conducted the test on her. The question is, are we expected to test her? If we're saying we must test all the spirits, are we supposed to test her spirit as well, or do we just...
So the task is so big in the sense that as Adventists, we believe that Ellen White is just like any other prophet, like Jeremiah, Michael. So we are supposed to go back to Moses to test him and all the prophets till we get to Ellen White.
Right. So that's my question. So are you saying, the question I am asking now is, are we expected to test her? If we are to test the spirits, are we also expected to test her?
There's no problem in testing her the way
I'm not asking whether the problem for I'm asking if the is there an expectation, or should we are we saying to our converts, no, don't bother testing Ellen White, she has already been tested, test everyone else but not her? Is that what we're saying?
That is for me. I believe in her according to the tests which I found in the Bible and the explanations according to the Seventh-day Adventists.
Right.
I don't see any need of testing her.
Okay.
The way I would test her, if I happen to be testing her, is the way I should test Jeremiah, Ezekiel. So I have to start from Moses, who wrote the Torah.
Yeah. So the pastor is saying Ellen White, even though Ellen White is not part of the canon, she's equal to the authors of the canon. She's no longer the lesser light. She is an equal light.
No, she is not an equal light.
But you're saying we must treat her the same as we treat the others. That's what you just said right now.
Okay. In the Bible, the prophets wrote the Bible. Is that so?
Right.
And we believe Ellen White is a prophetess.
Right.
So... Yes, so prophets are prophets.
Right.
Whether they are in the Bible or whether they are not, they did not write anything. They are prophets. Even in the Bible, we have some other prophets who are just here written.
I am with you, Pastor. I am with you. I'm not disputing that all prophets are prophets. My question is the pastor saying Ellen White is an equal light? She is no longer the lesser light.
She says, I'm a lesser light. So we have to take what she said. She said she's a lesser light.
But the pastor is suggesting that she's an equal light to Jeremiah, equal light to Daniel and Moses. If we're going to test her, we must test Moses as well. That's what the pastor just said right now.
Yeah. So the message itself was inspired. That's what I believe in. The same inspiration which took place to Jeremiah and all those prophets in the Bible is the same inspiration which Ellen White received. That's what I believe in.
Then, why do we have then lesser and greater light? Why do we have that conception of lesser light and greater light if everything is the same?
Lesser light, not that it's useless, but it leads to more information in as far as salvation is concerned, you see. So Ellen White actually says, don't put me at par with the Bible. Yes, I'm only there to give you the direction where you're supposed to get more light. You see,
so you're saying she was wrong for calling herself the lesser light.
Just as good as we have major prophets and minor prophets.
There is no, that concept does not arise in the Bible of major prophets and minor. That's something that you get taught at seminary. That is something that came with John Calvin. It didn't come with the Bible. Okay. There's no Bible writer that addresses himself or herself as a major prophet or lesser light. It's a theological term given by theological professors to theological students. It doesn't arise anywhere in the Bible.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying it's written in the Bible, but according to what we know, my explanation was going this direction. The minor prophets doesn't mean they are smaller or inferior than major prophets. You see, maybe the minor is in the sense of the information which was recorded in the Bible about them or by them. You see, so same applies with Ellen White. Not lesser in the sense that there is no salvation in her message, but she is only a channel to lead us to the Bible. And she herself believed in the Bible and uplifted the Bible more than her writings. Not that her writings are useless. That's my point.
Yeah.
But for those who are maybe coming to join Adventism, it's good for them to understand their Bible more. Yes, if the Bible is within their reach,
right, and they should expect that the spirit of prophecy can arise within themselves as well, in the same way it arose with Ellen White.
That's very true, and the Bible is the standard. Not in the same way, because prophets are called differently.
Yeah.
You see.
See, this person, Pastor, is saying, should people rely on spiritual gifts like prophecy? That's why we're stuck in this issue of prophecy, because this person is asking about prophecy. And if this person is asking about prophecy, I was hoping that would clarify this person so they walk away knowing that they could meet Pastor Ngorima, and Pastor Ngorima could end up being a prophet. On a daily basis, they could consult Pastor Ngorima, and Pastor Ngorima could prophesy.
Okay. Yeah, it can be possible, but the Bible is the standard. Because there's no way in the Bible, where it is written, there's not going to be any prophet outside those who wrote the Bible.
Right.
You see? But our encouragement is that that person must believe in the Bible more than anything else.
Okay.
Because according to Deuteronomy chapter 13, I think, if a prophet arises amongst you, you have to test if the prophet is from the Lord.
Right.
Because
right.
if he says, not all other gods, it's a sign that this prophet is a false prophet.
Yeah.
You see.
Okay.
So I encourage my friend that he or she reads the Bible and believe in the Bible.
Right.
And when someone comes and say, I'm a prophet, before denying or accepting, you have to put that person to test.
Right. Okay. Got it.
That's how I get it.
Got it. Pastor, thank you very much. Appreciate your time and your insights. This is very helpful to us. We really appreciate you, Mfundis. Have a wonderful day further. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you so much for the time. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Mfuna. This is Pastor Robert Ngorimo, our pastor for the week. He's answering your questions. Keep them coming. And we have a question for tomorrow, and he'll be here to answer your question.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.